I'm going to take you back now to October the 5th, 2016. In Hertfordshire, at around 2 a.m, PC Dave Wardell and his dog PD Finn were trying to apprehend a robbery suspect when the robbery suspect turned around and attacked them both with a knife. They were both lucky to live, and live they did. Here to tell us the amazing story, because Finn can't talk human, Dave Wardell joins us. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Hello.
He is absolutely gorgeous. I've got a copy of the book here. What a handsome boy he is.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm a little bit biased, but he's very cute.
Yeah, he's gorgeous and very clever. So here you both are. You're just doing your job as normal, and this robber came and attacked you both. What, can you take us back? What exactly happened?
Yeah, so we were pursuing the suspect on foot through the streets of Stevenage in Hertfordshire, when he decided he was going to try and jump over a fence to get away from us. Finn took hold of his leg and pulled him back down off the fence. I joined them both and was just about to tell the offender what he needed to do to get Finn to let go. And the suspect then lunged forward towards Finn's chest. And it wasn't until he sort of relaxed his lunge that I realised that he'd plunged the biggest knife I'd ever seen on the street into Finn's chest. Now, I didn't really have a chance to sort of figure out everything that was going on, but luckily for me, even though Finn had sustained horrific injuries at that point, he did get what was going on. The next thrust of the knife was coming towards me and towards my face and neck, and Finn put himself in the way of that, which I think undoubtedly saved my life. That meant that Finn got stabbed in the head and I was slashed across the hand. But then we still had to fight the knife off of him, because otherwise we wouldn't have left that garden alive.
So presumably he then ran off, did he, the robber? He got away?
No. Finn kept hold of him. We wrestled the knife off of him. Backup arrived. They took hold of the suspect. I had a quick look at Finn and realised he'd been stabbed in the chest. And scooped him up and ran to my van. But, of course, where the knife had gone in, and by now I'd seen the size of the knife, I expected him at any point to just keel over and die, because the size of the knife and where it had gone in, it must have gone through his heart. Luckily, it didn't. It missed his heart.
Thank goodness for that. I'm just going to say, because obviously this isn't TV and people can't see, Finn, if our listener wants to imagine him, is a German Shepherd, a gorgeous German Shepherd. And he was only quite young. He was a baby then when that happened, I believe.
Well, he was about seven then.
He
was coming towards the end of his career, but it was a hugely successful career where he was responsible and involved in some 300 arrests. So we were old hands by that point.
And was he always yours? Was he always your partner?
Yes. I picked him up at 9 months old, and he was my first police dog. And what a police dog to have for the first one. He was amazing.
Oh, and he was okay. He was absolutely okay. Did it take him a long time to recover?
So he had we scooped him to the first vet on blue lights. They struggled to stabilise his breathing. They then realised he must have had a lung injury. We took him to the next vet on blue lights. He had a 4-hour operation there. He had four holes in his lungs. They had to remove two pieces of lung, stitch all his muscles back together, and then he had a 10-week recovery period. And towards the end of that, he was able to start training again. And we only did that at Finn's pace. We only did it because Finn showed he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He was never forced into anything. And then 11 weeks and one day after the incident, he was back out on patrol with me. And he actually tracked three-quarters of a mile from a stolen car and found the suspect hiding in a stable block. So it was like he'd never been away.
What a clever guy. What a clever dog. And were you okay, Dave?
Physically, yes. My hand was slashed open, but as we talk about in the book Fabulous Finn, Finn's recovery was so closely connected to my mental recovery. The flashbacks and the PTSD from that incident were horrendous, and you know, sleep was at a premium. But watching him recover and him get back together really did help me.
Yeah, I'm sure. So how is a police dog trained then? Because you formed this bond with him and you worked with him for all those years, are you the one that trains him, or does someone else train him and give him to you? How does it work?
No, it should be the handler the handler effectively becomes the dog's expert. They know the ins and outs of their dog, what should work best for them. We are guided by instructors. I'm also an instructor as well, so I would say sort of the high 90% of his training was done by me. But that's how you get that bond. You know, you live together, sleep together, work together. It is something amazing. You know, no one knows me as, even my wife doesn't know me as well as Finn does. And no one knows Finn as well as I do. Oh. We do have an amazing bond. He's here at my feet at the moment looking at me.
Is he? Oh, bless him. Hello, Finn. Please tell me, because I know our listener will want to know, was the robber convicted?
It was, yeah. Sadly, not... Hopefully your listeners will be a little bit disappointed. He was taken to court for four offences: possession of a knife, possession of a gun, the assault on me, and criminal damage to Finn. Now he got 4 months for all the offences except for Finn's, where he got nothing. He was found guilty of all four, but he got nothing for what he did to Finn. The reason for that is it's quite tricky to shoehorn that sort of offence into a piece of legislation it wasn't designed for. So when the judge was looking at it, he had to take the face value of the dog, you know, that was being spoken about, which, you know, what's a 7-year-old German Shepherd worth? Forget the fact that he's had, you know, years and years of training and saved many lives throughout his career. What is he actually worth? And it was deemed of such low significance that he got nothing for what he did to Finn. Hence, the Finn's Law campaign started.
Yes, exactly. Tell us more about that.
So this was started by the public, and it was from strength of feeling for, you know, the fact that to begin with he was charged with criminal damage, the same as if someone had broken a police car window, and the fact that the offender got nothing in the end for it anyway. So what we're hoping to achieve is to have a specific offence for all service animals, not just police dogs, prison dogs, guide dogs, hearing dogs, therapy dogs. You name it. I think there was a guide horse on the television the other day, so, you know, even them. And it would just protect them whilst they're working, because guide dogs have been attacked too. And it would just mean that there would be a meaningful punishment if found guilty. We're doing quite well. We've got the next hearing of the law on the 23rd of February in Parliament. The government seem to like what we're doing, so we've got our fingers firmly crossed.
And if our listener is interested in helping you with that, in signing a petition or being part of the campaign, is there any sort of website they can go to?
Yeah, go to finslaw.com and everything is on there. Can tell you how to get involved and what the next steps are, and sort of spread the word as well, because that's what we need. We need as many people to know about Finn's Law as possible. Just a reminder for people, it's not just about police dogs, it's about all service dogs who, you know, make a massive difference to so many millions of lives in the UK and you know, and further afield.
Yeah, I'll definitely be going on it after we've finished chatting. He's just one example, and the story that we've just told is just one example, but he's a hero in so many senses. I mean, I was reading all the things that he's done in his history of working with you. He's even found missing children in the past. So his life, yeah, it should be worth so much more.
Oh, absolutely, I agree, and I'm so pleased you agree as well. You know, Finn isn't the only, if we go back to talking about police dogs, he isn't the only hero police dog. I think there's about 1,500 police dogs in the UK at the moment, which sadly is down from about 3,000 due to cuts. And, you know, they're all heroes, they've all got amazing stories. If I was to write a book about every single one of Finn's stories, it would be like the Encyclopedia Britannica. They're all police dogs that are absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And he's won lots of different awards: 2017 Daily Mirror Animal Hero of the Year Award. He's won the IFAW Animal of the Year Award. Lots and lots of things. Bless him. Is he retired now?
He is, yeah. He's retired. One of the first things we did when he retired was to take him to the beach. And we did a little clip of that, and we had over 2 million views. I think everyone was so happy to see him sort of, you know, being a normal dog. Although they do have an absolutely wonderful life while they're working. They do love working, but I think it really tugged at people's heartstrings to see him at the beach for the first time, and, of course, he absolutely loved it.
And are you still with the police, Dave?
I am, yeah. I've got another dog, a sniffer dog that used to work alongside Finn, and a new German Shepherd called Hero Diesel, who's absolutely wonderful as well. And they all get on very well together, so on our days off, we all go running together.
So they all live with you?
Yeah, I've got 5 dogs, a parrot, cat, 3 kids, and a wife.
Oh, that's a busy old life. And I know... I know that, as you've explained, it's not just a job. They become a pet to you because they're living with you. But honestly, my heart went out. I was reading in the press release that at the vets, when this happened, you cried into his fur and said, "Daddy loves you. You can do this." Oh,
yeah.
Yes. You must have been heartbroken.
At that point, they were struggling to stabilise his breathing, and he said, "Look, you need to go and get your injuries seen to, so I'm going to give you the chance to go and say goodbye." And I swallowed my heart at that point. I was like, "Oh my God, is this really going to be the last time that I ever see you?" And, you know, I do, like I said earlier, I spend more time with him than I do with any of my family or friends, and the bond is enormous, so that was a particularly heartbreaking moment.
Aww.
But luckily, It's all turned out fine, and hopefully he will go on to bring real change.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a German Shepherd. He's only halfway through his life. He's got plenty of time left yet for his retirement
I'd
and to enjoy
to think
it.
That. Fingers crossed. Absolutely. Yeah. He's got so much to come up as well. So he's got so many things coming. Some things I can't talk about this year, but he should have an absolutely fantastic retirement.
Oh, well, do come back on the show, whatever it is, and join me again. I'm just looking in the book now. There's some amazing photos. And one where he's just a puppy. He's just seven weeks old. Bless him. Yeah. How did they get chosen to be a police dog? Are they bred for that purpose?
So Finn was one of 11 pups born in the West Midlands Police Puppy Programme, 10 of which went on to become police dogs, successful police dogs. And they actually did... there are some YouTube videos, Pup Idol, they called it, that West Midlands did, and you can see him and all his litter all running around and big, cute bundles of fluff. So he was born into a puppy breeding programme for the police. Some pups would get gift dogs.
Yeah. I mean, dogs are just so incredibly intelligent anyway, aren't they? They can do these things.
I think we barely scratch the surface of what they're capable of. And until we start to listen a bit more to them, we'll probably be stuck here for a while. They are actually amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
It's only because they can't communicate to us. I think that's the problem. They try, but we don't listen because we don't understand their language.
No, that's it. You're right. Yeah, you're right. My job as a dog handler is not to ask Finn to become more human. It's for me to become a little bit more dog and try and get into his world a little bit more.
Yeah, good point, well made. Well, the book is called Fabulous Finn, The Brave Police Dog Who Was Stabbed and Came Back from the Brink. It's by Dave Wardell, who we're speaking to now, and it's just out the 8th of February, I believe.
Yeah, it was a fantastic evening we had when it came out. And it's so wonderful to see so many amazing reviews about the book. People have really been touched by it.
It looks great. I've got it, as I say, I've got a copy here. Now, just give us that website again for Finn's Law.
Finnslaw.com.
Smashing. Okie dokie. Well, I thank you so much, Dave, for coming on the show. And Finn, although he's obviously sitting very quietly, and as I say, do join us again when you've got more to tell us.
We will do. Thanks ever so much.
Okay, Dave. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.